The topic is deformity of sin and its deadly consequences. Undeniably, sin is the greatest evil. Hence, clarifying its effects is of prime significance for our salvation. God has been immeasurably, infinitely offended by sin, so that an infinite compensation for the loss and reparation that sin caused was absolutely essential, meaning that no finite human being could pay that debt in full. This was only achievable by an infinite being, by God-man, by the Son of God, by Christ, who won the victory over sin, the devil, and death. Modern civilization is evincing dangerous phenomena, as the presence of a large number of individuals who are unwilling or are incapable of relating to God, and the pervasive suppression or negation of the very notion of sin. Yet our Redeemer declared, "The Holy Ghost shall convince the world of sin." The work of the Holy Spirit is to impart knowledge about the nature and dangers of sin. That is, the Holy Spirit of God will illuminate our conscience and intellect, first to know sufficiently God and ourselves, and also to acquire sufficient depth of the knowledge regarding the nature and effects of sin. To put it simplistically, rebellion against the divine will or defiance of divine precepts lead to spiritual destruction and eternal damnation, while life in conformity to the divine precepts and inspirations and promptings of the Holy Spirit bring into actuality our true vocation and consequently salvation, meaning deliverance or liberation from sin, its consequences, and liberation from the oppressive evil of falsehood or existing errors. Sin is the transgression of the law, as St. John puts it. God's perfections are the unchanging law. God wrote upon the conscience of each human person the outline of his own perfections and the associated obligations, making us know right from wrong and understanding the nature of truth, justice, mercy, and purity. Sin is therefore any thought, word, deed, desire, or omission that is contrary to the will of God or to the eternal law. Sin is a deliberate or conscious transgression of divine law or variation of our moral being from the holy will of God. There are four identifiable essentials of sin. A moral law is involved that human beings disregard. There is always divine dimension included, for through sin God is offended. Sin is a transgression, for in sin divine grace is resistible and God's will is disobeyed. And finally, the transgression is deliberate, meaning that the transgressor knows that his or her thought, word, and deed or omission is in opposition to the law of God and freely chooses to disobey the law anyway. The perfections of God, which is the will of God, include true, merciful, just, pure, holy, and anything in opposition to these perfections in thought, word, and deed is sin. Consequently, the more one adheres to the will of God, the more perfect or holier one becomes. And when one disobeys divine law or the will of God, instead of truth, there is falsehood. Instead of justice, there is injustice. Instead of purity, there is impurity, and so on. That is, instead of the perfections of God, there are evidential opposites of God's perfections, forming monstrous disfigurement of the soul, disfigurement of God's image and likeness given by God in His mercy to each human person. By sinning, therefore, the sinner is abusing his or her entire nature. The intellect by acting irrationally, violating the will of God written upon one's conscience, and is abusing the will, being contrary to the perfect will of God. One therefore is arrogantly transgressing or breaking and defying God's perfect eternal law in God's face. Any philosophical position that presents the law of morals separated from the divine lawgiver Defining that which is moral and immoral with no reference to God destroys the foundations of morality by resolving all morality into limited, imperfect, capricious human reason, thus disposing of true notions of right and wrong. Without the infallible lawgiver that is God, only various monstrous systems of impiety and immorality can be fabricated. Instructing then anyone of what is moral and immoral is absurd. It is an exercise in futility and deception. For morality is about the relations and obligations one has to our Creator and Redeemer, who is keeping us in existence, and is also about relations between human beings. There are two important distinctions in the nature of sin that require clarification, which pertain to formal sins and material sins. Formal sins are committed with full knowledge that they are morally wrong and with the intentions of full consent to perform them because of some advantage to the sinner. Material sin refers to something that is objectively assessed as a moral evil and hence sinful, but the person does it either without knowing it is wrong, without sufficient knowledge, or without internal consent or intention, for example, under duress. Thank you, and please listen to the next part.